Isolation's going well. I'm Tansy.
I am
And
Charles.
this is Pitch Shift in our own homes.
Pitch Shift, the staying at home edition.
Yes, Pitch Shift, the different state edition.
Yes, pitch shift yourself to 2 meters away from anyone that could infect you.
One hovering hosier away.
If you're staying one Oscar Isaacs apart from people,
Too
that's not
close.
enough.
That's not
That's not
enough.
enough. You got to stay at least a Gyllenhaal, if not a Hosier, apart from even the people that you care about, unless they live in your house, and then you can even be a Charles apart, which is
So,
not far at all.
sometimes I think about all of the historical documents and artifacts that we do not understand, whether it's a case of we can't translate the language they're written in, or they seem to be referring to events that we don't particularly know about, like Punt. There's this place, Punt, that was near Egypt, and we know they were rich and they traded heaps with Egypt. No one knows where the fuck Punt was. I look forward to archaeologists trying to understand any media from this uncertain time.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, the whole thing of the concept of meme archaeology,
Yes.
and history classes
Yeah.
in the fictional, 100 years from now, that's never going to happen because
Because we'll
we're
all
never getting
die.
there, folks. We're all going to die. But the theoretical future species that is kind of like humans, that are trying to study, this is fine memes.
So what is this? This is pitch shift, but it's not normal pitch shift.
No, it's so the pitch shift factory that makes all the shifty pitches.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there was an accident. There was a terrible accident there, and nobody was hurt. But the section of the factory that makes the content applic like the content that is actually about
Yeah, the actual
us
pitch
pitching
shift.
films based on songs got broken. And what happened was, oops, just all tangents.
Just all tangents.
Oops.
So
Whoopsie daisy.
you might not know it from the fact that some of our episodes stretch over 2 hours, but we actually edit quite a lot out of this podcast.
Some of our episodes.
Yeah. Hey, I
There's
had an
one
episode
episode
that
that
had
I
to
can
be
think of
Yeah, I had one that had
that
to be
was
cut
very
in
long.
two.
Anyway.
Yeah, so there's actually a lot that gets cut from the show just because it's usually not relevant to anything, and occasionally it's me explaining how to do crimes. So we
Yes.
thought we would collect all of that for these uncertain times in case you do, need to know the difference between a rifle and a shotgun or have to home make some mustard gas. And also, there's the beautiful subplot to this entire tangent episode, which is Charles slowly discovering his love, not for Star Wars, but for Oscar Isaac, that just slowly drew him closer and
Yeah.
closer to the wars in the
What?
stars.
I already knew that I loved Oscar Isaac.
So I was going to put some context or even some brake bumpers between the cuts in this to show that they are a cut, but I couldn't be fucked, and I prefer the idea that this is all just one very long, very tangential conversation. So,
Yeah. That
enjoy.
occasionally there's an extra person in.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's
Anyway,
just fucking
yeah,
get
this
into it.
is fucking tangent.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops.
Uh-oh. Oopsie daisy. There's like a rifle. The rifle's the one the farmers use
Are
in
you
movies,
talking about
right?
the one that goes
Yeah.
That's a shotgun.
Oh,
So a
okay.
rifle, okay, so if you're using your hand that's not near the trigger to go that's a shotgun, but if you use your hand near the trigger to go that's a rifle.
Ah, okay. See, I thought a shotgun was, I guess, a handgun.
No, so that you can saw off the barrels of a shotgun to make it if you've got a short shotgun, then that's sawn off and you can put it under your jacket and be like, huh.
Ah,
When
yeah.
you rob your
So yeah,
banks
they've
in
got
Animal
some,
Kingdom because
yeah.
you're Ben Mendelsohn.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't think of Ben Mendelsohn for this. Maybe Ben Mendelsohn is the voice of the Honky Cat.
Bernie, Bernie, why did you create me? I'm
Yeah,
so sorry, that
Hercules.
was Julia
Yeah.
Gillard.
I will not.
I will not be lectured by misogyny by this man. Not now. Not home.
Yeah, Home Alone, Skyfall.
We've got to defend ourselves.
And a little bit of Quiet Place as
is
well.
Is it a bit Breaking Bad too, in that it's like, we've got these chemicals that we can pour on these chemicals and they'll make this chemical?
I have never seen Breaking Bad. There you go. There's a TV that you've seen that I haven't.
Also, like, here's some home chemistry for anyone who does want to do that. Ammonia and bleach will create mustard gas. Are they going to try and mustard gas this honky cat?
Is this, are we going to get ASIO'd now?
It's nice to have our first listeners ASIO.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movie franchises, I will admit now, does not pass the Bechdel test until the third installment.
Now, would that be The Fast and Also Furious?
No, that would be The How to Train Your Dragon.
I should have known.
Yeah, no, it takes 3 movies for them to pass that, and then they barely do it. You know what else passes? Birdemic.
Birdemic?
Birdemic legally passes the Bechdel test.
Legally?
As a sworn officer of the Bechdel force, I can confirm that Birdemic passes the Bechdel test.
Prime Minister Alison Bechdel, come on the show.
Frankenstein is a poorly structured novel. Come on the podcast and defend yourself, Mary Shelley.
My hot horror dad, Patrick Wilson, who just always plays great dads in horror films.
Yeah.
And was recently
in Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, he was in Aquaman. That's right.
A movie I have seen.
A movie I've not seen.
Let me say it. Young Aquaman in that can get it. There's like young Aquaman, and I was like, he can get it. But also, there's de-aged Willem Dafoe in the same scene.
Jason Momoa could get it, except that he says sexist things a lot.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, you can't get it anymore. Mm-hmm. Also, Patrick Wilson could get it from me any single day.
Okay. Not on a double day, just a single day.
Any day of the week and also the weekend. Oh my God, I need to stop. I love how much of this podcast is just
going
to
be cut.
Just my undying gay thirst for everyone.
What are we doing today?
Yeah, what is this podcast? So usually on this podcast, one of us will come in with a song and we'll pitch a movie
Based
on the song to the other, and the other person will act as kind of a producer.
Just offer some handy hints.
But this week,
Competitive, motherfucker.
I didn't realize it was competitive. I thought we were just going to share with each other, but okay.
Sorry, that was just...
You guys decide whose pitch is spookier.
That just summed up for me entirely the fact that I am a youngest child and you are an oldest child. And you were like, well, I thought we were going to share it. I'm like, it's competitive, bitch. It's Hosier. We're doing Hosier.
Okay. I was going to lead into that.
Shout out to siblings.
Yeah, what I was going to do is I was going to say shout out to your older sibling and my younger sibling, if either of them are listening.
They're not.
Hey, we don't know about my brother. Imogen, who doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yes, who said it was just
she's
like
related
to
us
you talk.
And is friends with me.
What are you about to say and is friends with me?
No, I mean, she's going to triple not listen to this one.
I was going to say, as your mum, is she related or dated to everyone on this podcast?
Yes.
Oh, God. I'm never going to chance again. Milkshake feet have got no rhythm. The sun cracks the horizon. It's a brand new day. And we start zooming through the city, like seeing your sweet streepers and you got to cut that.
No, that's amazing.
Making me sound dumb.
It's just the power I have.
See, I feel like I come across, sometimes when I'm listening back to these episodes, I feel like I come across as really dumb because I'm bad at names and I malapropism a lot.
Yeah, and
but
when
it's
I
just
do
because
that,
I move.
I cut that out.
Yeah, and you don't cut it out when it's me. But it's because...
My
mouth and
Andy
brain are just moving at different speeds.
Andy.
So I just, every single day I exist, like I'm awake and I'm there and I'm present, but I'm also a little bit in a dream, but like a Chris Nolan dream where it's just regular life, but a bit like, huh?
I like, because at work for a long time, and still to some degree, I'm quite professional. I'm losing that now. I'm finally letting go of my professionalism, partially by not having a job. But I went to work once after going to a midnight screening of Star Wars, and my like co-producer was like, "You've never been more fun than on 3 hours of sleep," as I'm just like running around and being like, "Did anyone else see it? What did you think? That last hour on the edge of my seat, I liked a lot of the ideas, but not the execution."
Just really, yeah, I like the extent to which I am frequently sleep deprived is that I know the various phases of my sleep deprivation. So there is the phase that I'm just a bit silly and people are like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, are you high?" And I'm like, "No, I just, nothing means anything." But then there are the other phases, and like the main phase that I exist in is just like everything hurts, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Not today, though.
Hey,
I don't know why.
I'm lucky in that I've never had really bad sleep deprivation. Mm. But if I don't do anything physical during the day, even if it's just like I don't get a decent walk in, I struggle to sleep.
Mm.
So there was a point when I was in my 5-day splurge of writing my novel, novel. Guys, I read a novel.
Are we cutting this or not?
Yeah, we will. But there was a point, I think it was like 3 days in, and I was just like lying in bed at 1:30 in the morning being like, "Why can't I sleep?" And I was like, "I have not left the house today." I was just lying there listening to the Auntie Donna podcast as they're like, "Here's a cover of Tequila, but with different music." And they played a super obscure orchestral track from the Force Awakens soundtrack while Broden occasionally went, "Tequila." And it's fucking the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Do you think if it weren't 1 a.m,
no,
it
would have been the funniest thing you've ever heard?
There's also the latest meme is Yoda turning on the music.
Yes. I've seen that one as well.
He pushes buttons. I fucking love Baby. I love it.
Also,
isn't there
something where the character's like 50 years old or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's right. Because it was that thing where, so I just found the tweet. If Baby Yoda is an infinite 50 years old and can't even speak, then I don't really understand why he's so wise when he's like 800.
So
why do we listen to him?
Baby Yoda lived through the entire Empire. That's how dumb the Star Wars timeline is. Baby Yoda is far older than Anakin Skywalker.
No, he was born in the same year.
Fuck, I love Star Wars. It's
There was also one that was like he's 50 years old, which means that he's just trying to like, you know, trick women into holding him. But like he's a creep and he's like, "Hold me, I'm a baby."
But hey, you know who holds him a lot? Pedro Pascal.
I'd love to do like a sort of Lion King 3.5 thing, but it's just the entire prequel trilogy and original trilogy seen through the eyes of Baby Yoda.
Like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And the attempts on my life left me scarred and deformed, but I would like to reorganize the Republic in the First Galactic Empire. Just to cut to Baby Yoda drinking soup.
That's none of my business.
None of my business, this is.
Yeah, no, I just don't, it's just that I don't care. You know, I have no doubt that it's really good. Just like I have no doubt that all of the new Star Wars films are really good. I just don't care enough.
So I have like only cultural frame of reference.
Okay.
Is that the Stranger Things boy who says fuck?
No, that's Mike.
Okay.
That character's name is Mike.
What?
There's another character named Mike in the It films. That's the black one who has no lines in the first one.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
Right. I was confused.
And he's like, "Fucking millennials, man. Always filming things on their phone."
No,
I'm like, "No, that's you."
Millennials have bone issues now. Like, that's how you decide a millennial from a Gen Z.
Bone issues.
Is, are they almost always in pain? If you...
But also, there's also that thing where it's like, Gen Z aren't filming everything on their phone now.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a...
Yeah.
Gen Z are kind of like almost more anti putting everything on the internet than
They've got their Finsters as opposed to
and like they're also very socially engaged, so they're filming Injustice, but they're not like filming a bar fight what millennials do, which Army Hammer is one, and it just shat me so much.
Yeah.
And the rest of the movie is also fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But that line, I was like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna kill someone.
I've also, because as you know, I've been working on something that has Gen Z main characters.
Yes.
They're all teenagers, and I am at minimum 8 years and at most like 13 years older than these characters, which makes me feel ancient. but because I'm just on the edge of being Gen Z, like I'm about the line between Gen Z and millennial.
Yeah. We're borderline.
So like we're just on that
borderline. The other end of the borderline to Armie Hammer.
Yeah. And like
on a scale of Armie Hammer to Tansy and Charles, how millennial are you?
But because of my work, because I've mostly worked in kids TV, I've had to be fairly across Gen Z for like the past 7 or so years.
To be Gen Z literate.
And so now I'm just like second guessing everything I write is like, does this come off as like someone who is 25 writing a 15-year-old and being like, that's what things were like when I was 15, so that must be how it remains. Because I feel like that's that thing where they're like, yeah, 10 years ago we would have gone fucking millennials, and that's still relevant because I'm old and 10 years isn't a long time to me. Whereas, like, 10 years ago for a 15-year-old was when they're in kindy. Like,
which also, like, this bit of the tangent we'll probably cut.
Yeah.
I read an article on The Outline recently about how cringe, like teen cringe comedy high school films are no longer doing as well as they did at like the peak, like Superbad, Easy A, etc. kind of time.
Yeah.
Because now it's like
the kids are woke.
Yeah. Well, no. Now what it is that like people kind of like millennials are like writing things like Booksmart or Easy, Booksmart or Lady Bird or whatever.
Yeah.
As almost like a utopic idea of what their high school life could have been like.
Yeah.
So like Booksmart is like almost like a, you know, what if there was no Trump-ism and it was high school? And that's not really appealing to, it appeals to the audience who are of the same age as the people writing it, but it doesn't appeal to
And like teens. This is a problem I have with Lady Bird and with many other things that are written for teen audiences. Is when people set teen stuff at the time that they were a teen. And it's like, I get why you're doing this, but you've got to understand that this is no longer for teens if it's set in 2002, because teens were born after 2002 now. Like, I get how this is relevant for adults, but don't be like, oh, this is such a, you know, soaring tribute to Gen Z. It's like, no, it's not relevant anymore.
Yeah. That is a very good film, though.
Yeah. Okay, so while we're on this tangent.
Yeah.
I had to read a book for work once, and it did this thing that shat me to absolutely no end. I only read the first chapter. I was like, I cannot continue this. So it was a 13-year-old lead character raised by her grandparents. And she said in her own internal monologue, I'm raised by my grandparents. That's why I talk like an old person. I say bloomers instead of undies and things like that. And I'm like, as an author, fuck you for being like, I don't know how the young people talk, so I'll just write a young person with a loophole for why she talks like an old person.
It's also just that thing of like, you know, like even if that weren't already infuriating, it's like, show don't tell.
Yeah.
Show don't tell.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a character literally going like, I was right. Like show me that.
Yeah. meanwhile, I'm like, do I have a character say yeet when they throw a Molotov cocktail?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Well, it was, but then I had to cut the Molotov cocktail. Yeah. Should we do your pitch?
Yeah. Okay, so.
I'd forgotten about the Chick-fil-A.
How could you forget about the Chick-fil-A?
I mean, I was quite hungover when I listened to it.
It's the 50s. As John Landis, I'm telling you now, it's the 50s.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Landis. Please kill
going
me.
Back to prison
please
now.
Please don't kill me.
Max, stop doing that to that doll.
This is the episode that'll get us cancelled. We always joke about it. We should have known that bringing Saro on would get us the episode when we get cancelled.
I think it's also bringing Saro on to a Halloween special about Kanye West. And then OJ Simpson came into it.
Yeah, okay, well, that was your fault. Like,
it's said to be square.
Also, side note, I want us to rewrite the American Psycho scene except about Yeezus. Like, explaining how great Yeezus.
No doubt that someone has.
Yeah.
There's no way that doesn't exist on the internet.
Can I derail something for just the slightest moment?
Go for it.
Have you watched any of The Mandalorian?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I care a lot about this one fact from The Mandalorian. He makes it very clear that he has not taken off his helmet in front of another person since he was a small child. Mandalorians never kiss no one.
Oh my god.
He's a Pedro, poor, sad, non-kissing boy. And also, it's hilarious because in the other shows, Sabine Wren has like probably thrown her helmet at a light switch to turn it off so she doesn't have to get out of bed. And meanwhile, the Mandalorian's like, I will never take off my helmet. Sabine has done a shimmy out of hers. Anyway, sorry, Star Wars. Star Tour then.
You don't even wash your face? Don't wash your hair? Like, that's so gross.
He's like, I'd take it off to eat when other people aren't here, but he puts it on around them.
Okay. So no one's ever seen his face.
And he's like, once you take it off, you can't put it back on.
It's like, but if you take
emotional trauma, and it's like, nah, every other Mandalorian.
It's like, but you take it off in the shower.
What if someone walks in on you in the shower?
But also, like, why is it that other people seeing you means you can't put it back on? Anyway, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I also, as you know,
don't care about Star Wars.
I don't not care about Star Wars.
Please don't at me.
Anyone who cares a lot about Star Wars.
We've created this image of Marlon Brando naked with a giant chain. I'm photoshopping this when I get home.
It's wild that is the Nick Fury of this franchise. Yes.
You think,
the monster cinematic universe.
You think you're something special, you're part of a bigger world. Why is there a gigantic man naked with a culch, an Egyptian themed
culch? No, he's like, I'm Barbie. It's like, no.
They had to shoot the entire film again starring Marlon Brando because he would not leave until he got to play Barbie. Does anyone have any cotton balls?
Like, right now?
Stick them in your mouth, Saro. Saro just pulled, like, a Wallace and Gromit face, basically.
And he's just,
like, he's, like, eating an orange while he's doing it as well, so you could just hear, like, First things first.
I lead the Zara.
First things first, and then I want to stand up and I'll take some friends. Because that's what a motherfucker wants to do.
There was an espresso martini bottomless brunch, and then I was in the cinema watching Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and I'm like, there's connective tissue here, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's wild. People recognize him and they're like, hey, you're that guy that does the fucking, I've seen you on YouTube. You fucking, yeah, tell me a joke. And he's just like,
Sidebar. I've had that happen once. Someone recognized me from a stand-up set that I've done.
Oh my god, that's...
I've done stand-up about 3 times in my life, but he worked at the gym. And so every time I went to the gym, you'd be like, oh, you still doing stand-up? I'm like, No, not really. You'd be like, oh, you should.
And if I were, I would not be telling you.
Yeah, and also it's that weird thing too where, I was signing up, there's a gym, and he's like, do you do stand-up? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, because you're the ventriloquist. I'm like, oh, no, someone recognized me from that part of my life.
And he the killer be. Is...
Ben Mendelsohn, and then we've done the checklist for the episode.
I don't know. Yes. I feel like we need one more monster. Jeffrey Rush. And on that...
Fuck, when you listen to Don Burke and I stopped myself.
Oh, my God. Rolf Harris. Listen, this is now a show where we list bad people.
Oh, I just got deja vu. Rolf Harris didn't just die, did he?
No, that's Ivan Milat.
Okay.
Ivan Milat just died.
No, because that means that I had a dream that Rolf Harris died. Why was I dreaming about Rolf Harris dying?
A dream is a wish your heart makes. And the great thing about Red Sparrow is that Jennifer Lawrence is doing her darndest to do a Russian accent.
Mm.
And every other actor is like, I'll do a Russian accent on the first word of the sentence and nothing more. So Jennifer Lawrence would be like, you know, you want me to go there. You want me to go there and kill him. And Jeremy Irons would be like, yes, that sounds very good. Thank you, Jennifer Lawrence.
He says Jennifer Lawrence as well. Because he only acts one word per line.
Yeah.
We did a bit where we pretended we were doing an ad, a podcast. Speaking of, hey, Tansy, did you know? No, we're not doing.
Hey, Charles, did you know that capitalism is bad?
It is?
Yes, but this capitalism is good.
Oh, great.
I'm from Friendly Geordies and I love Amazon.
Yes. We have to talk about that off mic as well, because that was...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a friendly again, Geordie's video beginning with a I love Amazon. I love Amazon product Audible.
Yeah.
It was really
quite some time. Anyway, yeah. That's one of those
the one thing that is great on is that he loves unions.
Mm. Mm. Have you seen The Tree?
The Tree? No, I don't think I have.
It's an Australian French movie from about
Australian French.
It's from about 10 years ago. Star of our lost episode of Pitch Shift. Christian's in it.
Christian.
But it's about a tree, and this little girl thinks that her dead dad is like his spirits in the tree, and then she convinces
her, and incredibly a tree.
Yeah. but the tree like starts to grow into the house and destroy it.
I think that's the funniest thing I've ever said. just any child thinking their dead dad is
a tree
is anything. Mm. I'm like, extremely loud and incredibly extremely cloudy with a chance of meatball.
You know that famous 9/11 movie?
Yeah. Bill Hader plays a scientist who thinks his dead dad is a meatball. Okay, fuck the Christmas episode. We're pitching that now. Extremely cloudy and incredibly meatballs.
Should we take an ad break? We can't take ad breaks. We have no way out of this.
Hey, Tansy, do you need Christmas gifts for your family?
Charles, I don't. I've stopped buying Christmas gifts for my family.
Have you considered giving your family the gift of the Victorian police?
That episode hasn't gone out yet. There's no content. We reference it in another one. Yeah. We've referenced so many times the Victoria Police episode. And I keep getting the ads. Like, being, hey, Tansy, do you want to be a lady cop? This will make sense in 4 weeks.
For your Christmas, become a lady cop. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And taking. From
society.
Poor people and minorities.
Sorry.
It's unrelated, but your cat. I have a direct sight line to the window that Tansy's
cat
jumps
uses
up.
As an entry.
And she's a big chonker and she's bad at jumping. And she just kind of like.
Oh, yeah. She just like.
Shimmied it over the. So ungraceful.
She is. And I love
Shout
her.
Out to Kimyo.
We love her.
Who
Mary Kimyo.
Who's the only person who's listened to every single episode of this podcast. Yeah. Other than us, obviously. Yeah. It's because she's here when we record.
Yeah. I'm just going to have a little sip of water. Yeah. Cool.
I should just say,
I have something in the back of your throat. You're like, nah, get out of there.
I've never once said,
It's gone straight in the tangents episode. So. We open in. No, time out. I'm going to have another sip of water.
Okay, hold on. I can keep it together. You really did, though, just like open your mouth like a bird. And it took you two tries as well. You were like, like a bird.
While we're clearly in the tangent episode, we used to get publicity still sometimes for hosts that we were working with, like, meet the fun kids that are on your TV. And I had a coworker who probably isn't listening to this, so let's name him Nick, used to go through the photos, and we'd go through and just, like, because our job sucked, we'd just go through every single photo and say, like, oh, they look like two beautiful lesbian mums and their adopted daughter and things like that. But whenever you got to a photo where someone had their mouth open a little bit, Nick would just go, eh. So he'd be going through these photos, literally hundreds of them, just like, depending on how open their mouth was.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, my brain is really fried. Hopefully, by the time this episode is airing, my brain will not be fried, but it's been a long year.
Fried green to May Brainos.
Fried green to Brainos. Fried brain
tomato
to podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So much of the tangents are cut from this that if like the tangents that make it a part of the charm, it's like you can be killed by too much charm.
Yeah, yeah, no, 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 you, yeah.
This
you guys
tangent
should be
will be cut. This
yeah, it probably will. Dumb. Probably will. Probably will. My brain is off. Okay,
I really
so.
Drank that dumb bitch juice this morning.
Oh, look. I didn't have enough brain juice this morning was my problem.
She had a pair of knee-high Jigglypuff boots that she wore at Mardi Gras in Australia, and it blew my damn mind.
Amazing.
I looked them up, and they were far too expensive to even dream about buying. But
also, you were like, if I cannot have these right now, then I don't want them at all.
I want all my clothes, designer, and I want someone else to buy them.
Yeah, yeah. I would love for someone else to buy them.
Side note, my like one resolution-y thing for 2020 is not buying new clothes. So
someone
else will have to buy them.
Yeah, or secondhand.
Yeah, yeah.
I assume that that's more what you
yeah,
think.
It's
not just that you
yeah.
were going to find someone to buy you clothes.
2020 is the year of being the sugar baby I was always born to be. Sponsor this podcast by becoming my sugar daddy.
The podcast could absolutely get a
sugar
sponsor. Sugar parent.
Sugar brand.
Yeah. Unless you're Victorian police, in which case, no thank you.
No thank you.
Anyone else will take it. Mm. As I told you on my way here. Mm. This was before I saw a man who looked like Oscar Isaac and nearly stopped in the middle of the tram stop and just was like, I'm not coming.
It's a good thing you weren't driving.
It's a good thing I can't drive because... you know, gays can't drive, but also even if I could drive, that would have made me
Star Wars
into a tree.
Is truly revolutionary that they were like, let's make the gay the best driver in the galaxy.
Yeah. Well, but then they were also like, oh shit, let's make them
not gay.
Yeah. Because also I started to enter the Star Warniverse over the break.
Galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, I started to go far, far away from all the things that
J.J. Abrams said.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like last time, like one of the last episodes that we recorded, I think it might have been Who Shot Ya.
Yeah.
We were talking about Baby Yoda.
Yeah,
actually,
and
about
you
the
were
fact
just
that
like,
I
can't
I
relate.
Like, I was like, I don't care. And then Oscar Isaac.
Happened.
Yeah. I mean, he'd been happening for a while, but it was just that thing where I was like,
I think the first thing that I said post seeing Force Awakens, because I was fancy at the time and I got to see an advanced screening.
So fancy.
I came out of that screening probably about 3-4 hours before anyone else saw it, immediately texted my sister to say, Oscar Isaac is a very handsome man. And that was it. That was the only thing I considered spoiler worthy.
Look, he is. I mean, that's no spoiler.
It was in the trailers, but not enough. You know, it was hinted at in the trailers. And then, like, the first shot of him in that film, you're like,
oh. Gasp.
Yeah.
But, you know, Rise of Skywalker came out. And because I'm hooked into the culture, I learned a lot about it, still not having seen it.
Mm.
And then I was like, I guess I have to watch all of the Star Wars now. Mm. Anyway, that's completely not...
Man, you're going to love Rogue One.
Yeah, I bet I won't. I bet I won't. If I'm watching them, is it like I would assume chronological order in terms of when they're made, as opposed to chronological order of when things happen.
So here's my ranking.
Because I've seen the original trilogy.
Yeah, my chronological order for Star Wars, or like order of watching, would be you watch the episode of Star Wars Rebels, Trials of the Darksaber, I think it's season 3, episode 16. You just watch that on loop. That's
right,
it. That's
just write
all
that down.
You do is just that one episode.
let me just jot that down.
Yep.
Okay, well,
no,
if you...
like, legitimately, I would recommend that you do release order. But I suppose, like, someone's probably developed a new machete order. Because machete order was that you watch 4, 5, 2, 3, 6.
4, 5, 2, 3, 6.
So the concept was...
When do you watch one?
You don't.
Oh. One's the one where he's like...
He's a small
10
boy.
10 years old, yeah.
Yeah. So the idea of the
and
machete order...
And
Ewan McGregor's
like, hello there.
No, that's 3.
No.
The idea of the machete order
oh,
was
that's right.
that you
Liam
watch...
Liam Neeson's in one.
Yeah. But because the... You're my father, like... And the fall of Anakin Skywalker is like... spoiled essentially by the original trilogy.
Right. So
then you go back and it's kind of like, it also like puts time in between the I Am Your Father and Return of the Jedi, because if you're watching them back to back, then there's like no real tension in that reveal.
Interesting. Interesting.
But yeah, I guess
I think
like,
I'll probably just watch them in the order in which they were made.
Yeah.
With the exception of the two that were released in between the sequel trilogy.
I was going to say, will you watch Rogue One first? Because that'd just fuck you up if the first Star Wars movie you watched was Rogue One and then you went to New Hope.
Because if I were to watch it like in order of things that happened, I would be watching episodes 1, 2, and 3 and then Rogue One and then A New Hope, wouldn't I?
No. 1, 2, 3,
Solo. And then Rogue One.
Rogue One. 4, 5, 6. Mandalorian, 7, 8, 9. And that's without getting into Clone Wars.
We're not getting into Clone Wars.
That's
we're never
honestly,
doing that.
Honestly
we're
a good choice.
That. Yeah. No, I think the only value that I would find in watching them chronologically in terms of the way that it happened is, like in the universe, is drawing a direct link between Anakin Skywalker being a trans woman and Kylo Ren being a trans woman, which is a correct theory. Do not at me.
Okay.
But, you know, you can still draw that link if you watch it out of order.
Yeah.
Anyway, none of that,
that
is
was,
at all
that
relevant.
That was just our Star Wars side podcast.
Yeah, we can cut that out. Or leave it in, you know.
Yeah. All of the wars.
There are plenty of people who listen to this podcast who
care a lot about
the wars in the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And or Oscar Isaac being
a beautiful
damn
man.
Fine man.
While we're still here, though,
yeah,
I'm glad that if nothing else, Oscar Isaac's Star Wars fame has essentially put an end to Oscar Isaac playing the ethnically ambiguous character in, like, because he made a decent career for about 10 years as, like, ethnically ambiguous side character.
He could be...
And
yeah,
I like
I
that he's, like, more famous now, so they're like, oh, we probably can't have him play the Indonesian president.
Yeah, he's played Indonesian president, played
he's
Latino,
played
Muslim,
Joseph.
He's played Jewish.
Yeah. He played whatever
Italian.
Llewyn Davis was meant to be.
I think Llewyn Davis is meant to be... Like, Dave Van Ronk, who Llewyn Davis is based on, is a white dude.
Mm.
I think that he was just playing... This man is good at singing and guitar and holding a cat with fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just... like, I mean, if he came to audition for me, I'd be like, can you hold a cat
with
fingerless
gloves
on?
Please.
You, not the cat, the gloves. great, you're hired.
The cat is also in gloves.
Yeah, the cat's also...
it needs
four
gloves.
I mean, what are cat claws if not fingerless gloves? Like...
How did we get here?
We got here because I was...
So.
As I was saying to you in text form before I saw the hot man who looked like Oscar Isaac.
Godfather 2 aside, has any prequel ever genuinely 100% worked?
I mean, Godfather 2 works because it's a sequel
and a prequel. But the thing is, like, that's what blows my mind is that, like, after the Star Wars prequels, after The Hobbit, after the Crimes of Grindelwald and all of that, after,
Fantastic Beasts and
like now they're doing a Hunger Games prequel thing and it's like
about
President Snow.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck President Snow.
Yeah, I know. but like, has a prequel ever worked? Why do we keep doing them?
You know what I think could work? And
a Matrix prequel.
Yes, that could work. But what I was going to say, and this ties into our Mr. Brightside episode, I could see an Indiana Jones prequel working.
Yeah,
but with the same Harrison Ford. No, de-aging makeup.
That's the one that reveals because, like, wasn't the sequel...
it's like he has a son.
Which is the second Indiana Jones movie?
Is that Temple of Doom? Yes.
Yeah, because that's technically set before Raiders.
Because is it Raiders and then Temple of
Doom
and then
Last Crusade.
Last Crusade and then Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, so isn't it that Temple of Doom is technically a prequel because it's set like a couple of years earlier?
Yeah, true.
So what I'm saying is you reveal while having Harrison Ford now play like 18-year-old Indiana Jones that he Benjamin Buttoned and just no one ever mentioned it.
No more the gay veteran death squad. Now the women of sport death squad. You know, and what's her name who was uninvited to the White House by Trump and yeah. She was like
Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, Rapinoe. Yeah, Rapinoe. Yeah,
I've never heard it said. I've only seen it written down.
Yeah, she's like Lenny Adam.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, Trump? Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah. She'll kick a soccer ball into
the Senate. I think he's dead. I think he's dead by this point.
He went first into the milkshake and they were like, oh, this is off.
Oh, he drowned. He drowned in the milkshake.
For context, throughout this episode, if I occasionally go, it's because a friend of mine is baking her second ever attempt at baking and she's not doing well. And she keeps sending me messages of like, just basic things that, like, because I've always liked baking, I consider common knowledge, but, like, she doesn't know how to cream eggs and sugar. Like, cream butter and sugar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you then add the eggs. Like, it's just, like, and it's given me numb flashbacks to the time that my brother...
No,
my brother was, like, making a creme brulee, and he'd spend, like, all day on it. Huge amount of effort, had like hand crushed pistachios to go in it, and this dumb bitch thought that he could sub in flour, plain flour, for almond flour.
No,
which is
that's some heavy
in the
shit.
Recipe,
like legit. That's some dense flour.
Yeah, it's not a flour, it's a meal, it's almond meal. And he put in plain flour and then was like, why isn't this working? Both me and his partner were like, what?
But and then
Fat Man Scoop comes in to do Who Fucking Tonight, and then Scott Morrison says he's his new black best friend. This joke does not translate if you're not Australian. There's no international equivalence I can
stop
do.
Stop trying to sabotage my sequel to your movie, Tansy.
There's no international equivalent I can do to the Scott Morrison Fat Man Scoop bit.
Why the hell didn't that work? And they're like, but we gave you a Jeff Goldblum. And you're like, yeah, but...
But I wanted my Sam Neill dad.
But I didn't want that homophobic evangelical man.
Who hunts and posts pictures of the meat that he hunts.
Who like gun and build cross sometime and is just a generally creepy dude. Yeah, there's Chris Pratt sucks. Chris Pratt...
It is unfortunate.
Come on the podcast and fight me.
That, like, there's the argument that Parks and Rec did like more damage to American politics than The West Wing. I would argue that Parks and Rec also did that damage in us thinking that Chris Pratt was a good dude.
Yeah. No. I mean, this is judging without having actually seen that much of Parks and Rec, other than the bits that go around the internet.
Yeah.
But I would agree with that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for agreeing with
me. You know, West Wing did. Yeah, it is some damage, but it's all pretty, like, tame.
Yeah. I'd say
the West Wing is tame compared to even the
actual
real
politics
at the time.
Yeah, when they're like, hey, what's an analogy we can use to
sex
someone
scandal?
Having a massive sex
what
scandal?
What about if he
what
had
if he's
a degenerative
sick?
Illness?
franchises.
Yes. Are you just going to pitch me your Scooby-Doo? Are you just going to pitch me your Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, it's weird how every single, like, I'm going to actually collate all the episodes we've ever recorded, file off the serial numbers, change the names, and sell it as, like, a series of Scooby-Doo episodes.
Yeah, these are all the pricey for my Scooby-Doo series.
Yeah.
It's like, in one of them, Shaggy is a man with a dog face. Like, what? And you're like, yeah, it's the, we get weird.
Yeah, you know the one where, like, Shaggy is meant to
Shaggy
kill
and Scooby
Fred
join
and then,
together.
Like, that's the content that no one is brave enough to greenlight.
Yeah.
I am gonna make it through this year if it kills me. I am gonna make it through this year if it kills me.
This podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri land. Sovereignty was never ceded, and this is and always will be Aboriginal land.